Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shleim Asa, the 12th Perek in the Hilchos Gerushin, Laws of Divorce, in the Rambam Sefer Noshim, where the Rambam finishes off the rest of Hilchos Gerushin, talking about secondary ideas related to the halachas of divorce. When this Perek specifically, the Rambam talks about the trustworthiness of testimony regarding the woman's being divorced and regarding her husband's death, which is another way of allowing her to remarry. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the trustworthiness of the woman herself, if she claims that she's divorced. Says the Rambam, Ha'isha Shabava Amr. If the woman comes along and she says, Ishish is Hayisi. I was a married woman. Ugrushani, but I'm divorced. So in the Menesh, she's believed. This is what's known in the famous Talmudic literature, Shapesha Asu Ha'pesha Hitter. The mouth that made her forbidden is the mouth that permits her. In other words, she herself, it's not for her testimony, we wouldn't know that she was married. So it's her word that's making her forbidden that she was married. Well, then her own word could permit her in saying that she's not married anymore, that she's divorced. And the chiddush in this is even if she says it what's called after teich ledibur, even after the amount of time, which is normally that you could still ameliorate and fix what you had just said, she's still going to believe to permit herself because, again, she's not uprooting her first wording, which is what teich ledibur does, that I was a married woman. Rather, she's exempting herself for a different reason from the concept of, not that I was never married, I was, but gerushin. And even though her opening words are saying that she's married, but even in the words itself, she's saying, Eishashish ha-yisi, I was. So in there already lies her answer, which is saying, yeah, but not anymore because I was divorced. So she's believed. But let's say, Huchzika Eishashish, let's say she was established to be a married woman. But above Am, she comes and she says, Gershani Bali, my husband divorced me. So in the Menes Lahatra Atzim Lashuk, so she's not believed to permit herself to go and get married to someone else because she's not what made her forbidden as a married woman. We knew she was married. And she's not producing a get, so she's not believed to say that she's divorced. Aval but pasla asma kun lailam. But she actually does make herself forbidden to marry a kohen forever because based on our own wording, as Rambam developed this in Halacha Gimel, she's saying that she was divorced, which a divorcee is forbidden to marry a kohen, which she's making herself like what's called chaticha di sura, something that's prohibited, and therefore she, based on her testimony, will be forbidden. So stringently we believe her. But if let's say her husband ultimately does die, Chayshul and Vera were concerned for her word that she was divorced, only as a concern, as a stringency. So therefore, when her husband dies without any children, and he leaves over a brother, maybe she was divorced, and a divorce is forbidden to the brother as Yibum, and therefore you can't just go free because maybe she was not divorced and she does require Yibum Chalitza, but she can't do Yibum. So rather, because of her word, we require Chalitza. Halacha base. Let's say there were two witnesses that she was divorced. So then, Afa Pisha and Shem get in contrast to the previous halacha. So even though there's no get document, in this case, because there's two witnesses that she got divorced, she could initially go ahead and get married. Now let's say I see a get metachas yad v'amr. Let's say she produces the get and she says, Kirshani balabazet, my husband divorced me with this get. But here she is believed and she can get married with this. Even if the document itself, the witnesses, are not verified, Kamesh Ranlog explained in the Perek Zayin Halacha of Dalad, that we do allow her to get remarried in contrast to the Ravid, who says no, she's not believed until we actually verify the get. So again, we believe her either with the there's witnesses and no get, or if she has a get, even though there's no witnesses. Halacha Gimel. Let's say Baha Bal Veir. Let's say the husband comes along and he contests the validity of this get. Let's say Amame, he says, Lo Nisatabla, I never gave it to her. It fell from me and she found it. So Ainanam, he's not believed. Because he agrees, admits that he wrote it for her. And he's just saying he never gave it to her, but and she's producing it. So that would seem to indicate that it was given to her. Now, let's say the husband claims, yeah, I gave it to her. But there was a stipulation over here which was not fulfilled yet over here regarding this get. Or, let's say he says, yeah, I gave it to her, but it was a deposit. Or, I never wrote it. It's a forgery. So then you scan the sum up. Then we have to validate it with verifying the signatures. Or if you have witnesses who saw the get being given from him to her, where they could testify to say what it was given for, as a deposit or as a get, was the stipulation or not. They know all the specifics. Commissioner Ryan, like we explained in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Now, from Loin Eskayim, if it's not verified after his ear, after he contests it, in the Megreshes, Lies Mutes Lachem, so she's not divorced to be permitted to marry other people, because he's claiming it's not a get, and we have to be concerned for what he's saying. But this is what we alluded to in Halacha Av, but she does invalidate herself as a grusha to marry a kohen, like we explained in Halacha Aleph. And as the Rambam explains over here, he says, Shari Pasla Atzma by Dars Peah. She invalid herself with her the admission of her own mouth. Vasa Atzma Kechadish Alissa. She make herself like a piece of chaz, or like something forbidden. Wait, you're saying that you are a grusha. So although we don't believe you to admit you, but you definitely cannot go ahead and marry a kayin because of what you're saying. Halacha Dalet. Bahi Ubala. Let's say she and her husband comes, and he or Mer, she says to the court, Gerishtani Vavad Giti. My husband divorced me. I lost my get. Voimer says, I never divorced you. So Afa Pishuch Zagirsta, although she was presumed to be his wife, meaning we knew that they were married, her reason is she's believed and she could go ahead and marry someone else. Why? Because there's a chazak over here. And from halachic viewpoint, a chazakah gives a credence to that claim. There's a presumption over here. In Ishim Iza Paneb of Nebala, a woman would not have the audacity to lie in front of her husband. And if she's saying she's divorced, we actually believe her over the husband. Halacha hey, Omar Balitz, the husband says, Girashtes Ishti, I divorced my wife. Einoy Neman, the husband himself is not believed to have permitted to marry someone else. But, we are concerned for his words, and their Vati is suffering Megaresh, she's going to be doubtfully divorced, meaning to say that if he dies, she's forbidden to marry a Kayin, so too she cannot do Yibim to his brother, only Chalitza, because maybe she is a divorcee. And Vafilu Haidis Le Shigash, even if she agrees to him, both the whole couple, him and her, she's agreeing to him that he divorced her, Einoy Neman, still the husband is not believed when he says he divorced his wife. Why? Why not? They're both saying. Shemi is kamal kalkul, because maybe the husband wants to ruin his wife, who's soon to be his ex-wife. Oy beget botel gerisha, because maybe he divorced her with a get that was void. V'hi'ini does. Now, the woman herself, she doesn't know this, which Ram is coming to answer the question, why can't the woman be believed? I thought on Halacha Dal, we said the woman is believed to say she's when she says, I was divorced. But she doesn't realize that the husband, quote-unquote, divorced her, but would avoid get. Oy shema toys panel boy, or maybe... Actually, maybe she's only saying this because, which again is coming to address the question, why is she herself not believed? Because she might really have the audacity, which normally she wouldn't, only if it's true, and here it's not true. Because he's quote unquote believing her. And it does, but now she doesn't realize the situation that she's in because of the prohibition that she's going to be stuck in when she's fooled by the husband. Because generally, the reason why she's believed because she wouldn't have the audacity. Here, with the husband supporting her, she would have the audacity. And really, he's setting her up. He wants her to fall in where she's going to get stuck when she's marrying someone else, and really she was never divorced, and therefore she's prohibited. Therefore, since we don't fully trust the husband, we tell him, if it's true that you really divorced her, look, both you, the couple is right here, you're both around, divorce her in front of us, and we'll see that there was a real divorce. But we don't just believe him, even when she's supporting him, to say that he divorced her. Now, Halacha Vav, the Ram continues regarding the trustworthiness of witnesses. Up until now, we're speaking about the couple. Now, trust me, the witnesses regarding her being divorced. Shnayim, let's say two people say, Nisgarsha, she was divorced. But the Shnayim, Lo Nisgarsha, a pair of witnesses, say, she wasn't divorced. So they're contradicting each other. So, even the husband standing over there. Vihir Marislein, she's telling him, Girishtan, you divorced me, which we had previously said the woman generally believed in contrast to the husband. Here, Harizu Becheskes Eshesis Gemur. Here we continue to have her as the presumption as a bona fide married woman. Why? Why didn't she believe? I thought if she claims to him, Nisha Edim Simchon, so this case is different because the witnesses support her. She has a pair of witnesses saying, yeah, she was divorced. The Efsha Shatois Panam, maybe she didn't have audacity over here. We don't have the Chazak anymore because others, generally she wouldn't have the audacity, but when the pair of witnesses, yeah, it's true, I was divorced. But so we don't rely on that over here. And now we have contradicting witnesses. The Vikir Hamnissus takes it different. If she got married, we make her leave that second marriage. And since we have a chazaka that she's a shishish, until we know otherwise, so the child is going to be, from the second marriage, an illegitimate child. Now Halacha Zayin says, Rambam Medvim, when do we say this? Kesha Amru, this is when they said, Achshav Nisgarsha, the pair of witnesses said she was divorced, says she got divorced now. Oh, Shari Emela, then we tell her, if it's true that you like to witness and you got divorced, produce your get. Now, if there were no other witnesses contradicting, because we said there's one pair that said she was, a pair that says she wasn't, if there was no pair contradicting, she would be divorced because she could claim, yeah, I lost my get. But here we have a pair of witnesses that are contradicting, saying she was not divorced, and the other ones are saying that she was, said they would happen right now, so we say, okay, look, produce your get. Now, that's only because they said right now. If the witnesses said, many days ago she got divorced. Yeshlema, but again, then actually she could say, well, I lost my get. And therefore, says the Rambam, since she's saying, yeah, I know for sure I was divorced, I'm not hallucinating. And there's a pair of witnesses that are supporting her. Although there's a pair of witnesses that are contradicting them, and this is lechad meidehu. If she gets married to one of the witnesses that had testified that she was divorced, let you say she doesn't have to leave that marriage. Why? Sharehi ubayla, her and her new husband, which was the witness, one of the two witnesses that said she was divorced, yoidim bevadeh she mater. They know definitively that she's permitted. They know, and that's why they're testifying, and she's saying also. So it's really relying on the chazakah. There's a presumption that a person would not ruin themselves. Because if it's true that they're lying, then she's going to have to leave him, she's going to be stuck. So we presume that they're telling the truth. But let's say she didn't get married to one of the two witnesses. She married to some other person. Since by that person, he's in doubt, he's not one of the two witnesses. Or if she says, I don't really know. So the two witnesses say, no, you were divorced. And she's saying, I don't really know. So either one, either the new couple, the woman or the husband, if either one of them are not definitive, in this case, when she says she doesn't know, even if she gets married to one of the two witnesses, I raise the tates, in this case, since one of the members of the new couple are not definitive, she has to leave because of the doubt regarding the Israel. The child, we don't know, is going to be doubtful because it is contradictory, is going to be a doubtful mamzer, not definitively, but is going to be a suffix mamzer because one of the members here are definitive regarding this permission to go ahead and get married. Halacha ches. Let's say two people say, Renehu Shinis Garsha. We saw she got divorced. Rishnaim would say, Loi Renehu, we didn't see that she got divorced. So it depends. If they all were living in the same courtyard, then she shouldn't go get married because people are going to say, wait a second, if she would have been divorced, we would have heard about it. We all live in the same neighborhood. Now, the nisus, if she got married, she doesn't have to leave. The child's going to be valid. Because, yeah, people many times get married, get divorced discreetly, and it's not a claim to say, oh, we didn't see, to say that's as if it's a proof. You didn't hear because you weren't in on the scoop. But that doesn't mean that it actually didn't happen. So initially not, but after the fact, that she doesn't have to leave. Halacha tes. Let's say a woman was never presumed, we never knew this as a fact, that she was a married woman. Now, interesting case. One witness comes along and he says like this. He says, so when the scholar comes to the court, says, look, I want you to know about this woman. She was married, but she got divorced. And then another witness, a singular witness, comes along and says, she wasn't divorced. So essentially, both are testifying that at one point she was a married woman. And one of them, only one of them is testifying that she got divorced. So we can't trust the testimony of one in place of two, even though he's one of those two, but he's also testifying that she was married, and he's the only one saying, one of the two, that she was divorced. We don't believe one in the place of two witnesses. Therefore, she cannot get married. If she gets married to a second person, she has to leave. Halachiyot. Another interesting case. A woman and two men come from another country. And each one has a separate story, a separate narrative about who they are. This man says, Zu ishti v'zavdi. That's my wife, and that's my slave. V'zayim, the other guy says, Zu ishti v'zavdi. That's my wife, and the other guy who claimed I was a slave, he's my slave. But Isha Meres, and the woman, she says, no, shnei avadi, they're both my slave. So actually, Harei Meter Sakos, she's permitted to marry anyone. Now, and what's a chiddush in this case is, although these two men have already established a chazaka that she's a married woman, because either one is claiming that it's their wife, but be that as it may, they're both coming, which are two witnesses claiming that she's a married woman. Now, since each one is testifying for himself, saying it's my wife, another guy saying no, it's my wife, so therefore they're not believed to create this chazaka, and therefore we don't presume it to be as a married woman. Look enough, the Ram continues regarding the trustworthiness of the Shlich HaKabbalah regarding the fact that a woman is divorced. Shlich Kabbalah. So if there's, as we had previously established in Perek Vav regarding the ability of an agent to receive a get for a woman, where the moment he receives it, she's divorced. So Shlich Kabbalah Shaitzi Get Metachaz Yodeh. So if the agent of recept, of receiving, if he produces the get, Vabalim, the husband, says, Mezuifu, this is a forgery. So you have to validate either the signatures in the get or with the witnesses who saw it being handed over from the husband to the shlich l'kabbalah k'mishran, like we explained in previously in Halacha Gimel regarding the woman herself, that she produced the get and she's believed when the husband contests to verify, and so too the same thing is for her agent. Now, Amar Baal, let's say the husband says, l'pikad nisativ lo, he says, yeah, this agent of the woman has it, but I gave it to him as a deposit that when I want to, that he should be able to go ahead and divorce her with it, but not as a shlich l'kabbalah, which is the moment he gets it, but rather that when it should be on a later point in time, then it should be go ahead and he should give it, but I give it to him only as a deposit. Vashlich, I mean, the agent says, no, it's not true. Legerish in the son, he gave it to me as to divorce the woman when I receive it. So Vashlich, I mean, the agent is believing. The reason why is because that if the husband gave it to him, obviously he believes him. So if you believe me, so believe me when I say that you gave it to me as a gerish. So too, if let's say the woman produces the get, the yemer, she says shlich zeh nasanali, that agent gave it to me. But shlich, I mean, the agent says, yeah, kein nasatabli, I gave it to her. Legerish nasanali, and the husband gave it to me to divorce her. But the woman says, no, nasatabli, because when he told me, why did you give it to her? I never gave it to you divorce. I gave it to you as a deposit. Shlich neman, again, the agent is believed. And she's going to be divorced. And the chiddush in this case is that we don't say, oh, wait a second, the shlich is only believed when he has the get in his hand, because we see that he's holding on, which is the item up for discussion. No, we say that since the woman could give it back to him and he'd be having it, so it's like he still has it, and therefore we still trust the agent that it was given for gerushin purposes and she's going to be divorced. Let's say the document was lost. So even if the husband says legerish nesatav l'shlich, I gave it to the agent for divorce purposes. The agent says nesatav l'shlich, I gave it to her. So the husband saying I gave it to him for divorce, and the agent saying I gave it to her, how is this from Magresha? She's only going to be in doubt if she is divorced, because we don't say by prohibitory law, which is what Eisha says is a chazaka the shlich eis shlich lase. We don't say that we presume the agent did what he was supposed to do as a leniency. We only say that as a stringency. So we're only in doubt if she's divorced. Because up until this point, she had a presumption that she was a married woman. And all we have permitting her is this one witness, the agent, and the husband. Moreover, a next level chiddush, even if the woman says, in front of me, that agent gave it to me as divorce. I mean, the husband gave it to the agent as divorce. When the son of Shlich and the agent gave it to me. So everyone's agreeing. The husband, the agent, and the woman. No. Since the husband and the agent are supporting her, what she's saying that she's divorced, maybe she doesn't have the audacity to say what's not really true. Maybe she wasn't divorced. So we don't believe her. We don't believe the husband, as we had previously said. And we don't believe the agent in this case either, because we don't say chazaka shlich chazaka shlich chusay. So therefore, since we have no verification, we're only going to have a safek megareshes when everyone, the husband, the agent, and the woman, are all saying that there was a divorce over here. Halacha Yud Gimel. Shlicha Kabbalah Shekibah Get Leishav, the Shlich LeKabbalah, which is the woman's Shliach, that received the get for the woman, Ushlochei LaBefnei Shnei Eidim, and he sent it to the woman in front of two witnesses who they saw the get in his hand when he sent it to her. The Gia Get LeYadu Natalato, and the get reached the woman's hand, she took it. She's now producing the get. Now, but for here in Nidah, she doesn't know, in Balash Shalachei La, who sent it to her? Did the husband send it to her? Shlich Kabbalah Shalach, or was it her own Shlich LeKabbalah? Maybe it was the agent of the husband, which a different shliach, a shliach lalocha. So her is a magresh. So she's divorced. Commissioner Anu, like we explained in Halacha Yud Aleph, that the agent is believed to say that it was given to me for gerishin. Now, although the shliach's not here, but since the edim testify that they saw that the get left his hand, we don't have to know anymore how it came to him, as we're going to explain in the next halacha. So here, we're the shlacha lo b'fnishin edim, since he sent it down in front of two witnesses, so therefore, we have this nemanus of the shliach, and therefore, he's going to believe to say that it was given legerishin. Now, halach yedalat. Bo bal v'iru shlik sabba. Let's the husband contest, and he says, this get was never written. Or should get butl, or was a void get. So he's kemich hasam, obviously, you verify the signatures. Shari edim e'idim shaget shanosna lo yotzim etachas yad shlucha, because again, like we said, because you have witnesses who are testifying that the get that was given to her was coming from the agent, shayodda kiyodda. His hand, shlich l'kabbala, is like her hand. Now, vavapi shehi and yadas, although she herself doesn't know, as you said in previous halacha, hari edim yadu, but the witnesses, they themselves, they know, so it's like as if the shliach is standing in front of us and he's claiming it was given to me by the gerishin, because if it was for b'kadon, then he wanted to send it to her. So therefore, from the fact that the shliach is sending it to her, obviously he's, so to speak, testifying, and we have witnesses to verify that, and we believe the shliach when he's holding the ged, that it was given the gerishin. So therefore, it's going to be a valid get. Now, v'mloin this guy, but if it wasn't verified, then ain't the megareshes, then she's not divorced, because ultimately the husband's contesting that he didn't write it, and a shlich l'kabbalah is not better than the woman herself, where we said if she produced the get and the husband contests that it's forged, you have to be mekayim b'chasamav. So therefore, if it's not this guy, then she's not going to be divorced. Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam continues regarding the trustworthiness of witnesses now regarding the husband's death, not like we spoke about before regarding the divorce, which those are two ways to permit a woman to remarry. If a woman was presumed to be a married woman, her and her husband, they went overseas. There's a few criteria over here. First of all, they had marital harmony. It was peace between him and her. There was also peace in the world at large. Now, above Amr, she comes back and she says, "Oi, Meis Bali, my husband died." The man that she's believed. So she could get remarried, or let's say if she didn't have children, to go out and do Yibim with her brother-in-law. Why? Chazaka, again, there's a presumption over here. We go with the halacha of Chazaka. She's not going to ruin herself. Meaning, because what would happen is, to vitesse atzma bala reachma zeb, because if her husband is really still alive, she's going to become forbidden on her first husband and on the new husband. And if she's lying, she's going to do the ksuba from the first and the second husband. Also, her children can become illegitimate children. This is something that is ultimately going to be verified for everyone. You can't refute this. Not to make a claim, if he's alive, he's going to come. Or it's going to end up being found out that he's alive. So therefore, we presume that she's saying the truth because she would never lie by something that she's ultimately going to be refuted pretty clearly. Let's say one witness comes, and he testifies, "Look, I was overseas with your husband and he died." She could get married, which is a leniency regarding that of a married woman. She could get remarried based on the testimony of one witness. Again, because it's ultimately going to be revealed. And therefore, even if this one witness is a slave or a woman or a maidservant, which generally these things don't work for the halachas of Eidus, even a witness that's heard from a different witness. Even if that was from a slave or a maidservant, or even from his relative. Now, one of them, they believe to say, that person died, his and his wife could get remarried, or based on their testimony that she could go and do Yibim with his brother. Now, halacha design says, Ram, no. So everyone is believed, even one person, to say the testimony for this woman. There's five women that are exception to this rule. That we have a presumption that they hate each other. Therefore, they cannot testify for each other for the death of her husband. Why? Maybe their intention is to make her forbidden on him, because Vadai Nukaim is really still alive. She can marry someone else. Turns out that she's now was Mizana, she's forbidden. Actually, both her first husband and the second husband. Feilin, who are these five women? Chamaisa, her mother-in-law. Vas Chamaisa, her mother-in-law's daughter. The Tsarasa and her co-wife, meaning the husband has two wives. Vivimta, which is her brother-in-law's wife, which, if she's messed up, she's going to be forbidden to both the brother-in-law and her first husband. Uvas Bala and her stepdaughter, her husband's daughter. Now, even a non-Jew who is innocently talking about what happened, not as a way of testifying, Neman is believed, Masinapiv, if he said, yeah, there's a terrible thing that happened, this guy died, without knowing that they're going to be taken in law, so we believe him, and Masinapiv, we can marry her based on what he's saying. Kamesh Bar, like Ram explains later on in Perikud Gimel. Now, if he's commonly held, but if his intention is to testify, then in the Neman, then he's not believed. And so to Halacha Yitzayin, the apostle Bavim Atari, someone who is biblically forbidden for testimony because he committed biblical sins, in Ba'alahoy Be'isha Shemizbal, if he's coming to testify by a woman that her husband died as a way of testimony, saying Neman is not believed because he's suspected to be a liar. But Vimhoy Masikhli B'tumay, if he was innocently happened to have been schmoozing and saying this idea, Neman, we believe based on what he's saying, because Ein Zepach is Ma'agah, he's not any less than a non-Jew. But someone who's only rabbinically invalidated for a testimony, he's believed even straight up to testify that the woman's husband died, that she could remarry. Now, Lochi Tchez Rama continues regarding what if there's contradictions between the witnesses. Let's say a singular witness comes along and testifies that her husband died. Like we said, that she could get married based on the testimony of this one person. But then another person comes. He refutes the first one. He says, "No, she didn't die." So she's not going to be removed from her original permissibility. And she could get married based on that we believe the first witness, as the Rambam explains. We believe one witness for the woman to get remarried, like we normally believe two witnesses by other halachas that require testimony. So since the first person was like two, so we don't believe the second guy who's only one person in place of two, because the first one's like two. So therefore he wins over the second person. But halacha tests Ram, let's say both name ke'echa, let's say both people come at the same time. This one says he died, this person says he didn't die. Or, Isha Meres Mes, a woman says that he died, Isha Meres Loimes, and another woman says he didn't die. Okay, so they're coming at the same time. We didn't establish the first one like two witnesses yet. Harizal like to know that she shouldn't get married. Then the sister got married. Tate says she has to leave. And the sheesavik, it's a doubt because one is saying yes, one is saying not. But when this is la'esha, hey, let's you get married to the witness who actually testified for says, I saw your husband die. V'imesh, says, Barali Shemez, I know for sure that he died. Had he been alive, he would have came. So Harizal like Tate said, then if she married that witness, again, where they're both definitive, then she doesn't have to leave. Now, but let's say Boshnai, but let's say two witnesses come along and they say, Loi Mesa didn't die. Then Av Bishanissa, then even she got married to this witness who was definitive, and they're both definitive, doesn't make a difference. The two witnesses are bigger than that one witness, and Tesa, she would have to leave that marriage. Now, Halacha Chaf. But Medvrim, when did we say this, that even if she got married, she would have to leave? Is Bishahoya Erecha Chenissa Piv, only if that one witness, who she was getting married based on his word, like, was the equivalent of the two, just in metrics, that has two and that's one, like the two that came and refuted. For example, let's say she got married based on the testimony of one witness. And then two witnesses came along and said, Loimes didn't die. Okay, then she's got to leave that second marriage. Or let's say she got married based on the testimony of a woman. Or based on her own testimony, she's also a woman. And then came along two women. Or two rabbinically invalidated witnesses, which is equivalent to what women are. They're also not believed generally regarding testimony. And they say, Loimes didn't die. That's what we're saying. Okay, that the two are going to remove the testimony of the one. Aval aid kasher, let's say a regular man that's a valid witness came along and he says, Mace, that the husband died. Now, so she gets married based on aid echa. But then Venushim Rabbis Amr's Lemes, and then many women come along and say, no, he didn't die. Or rabbinically invalidated witnesses come along and say, Lemes, he didn't die. Harizika Metza Metza. So here it's like 50-50. So you're right. If they come at the same time, she's not supposed to get married. And if she got married, she has to leave. But if the woman came after this one witness permitted to go ahead and get married, she actually does not have to leave. Because the first one is considered like two witnesses, as we said, and the ones who are refuting him, even though there's many of them, are only considered as one. And therefore, if she actually got married to one of her witnesses, who was testified that her husband died, and she herself was saying, Vademas, for sure he died, in that case she doesn't have to leave, because there's a certain element of the ish that's stronger, who we could consider them as two witnesses, in contrast to the women, who, although there's 20 of them, they're all in halacha regarding aid is considered as an aid echad in that way. Halacha chafalef. Isha mes, let's say a woman says, mes, my husband died. Ahisha amram, a regular woman says he died. Ahisha amram, or she herself says, mes ba'al, my husband died. V'achikach bo'id kashavam, and then a valid witness comes along and says, loy mes, he didn't die. Harizah loy tenas, you're not going to get married. V'mnissa, then Isha got married. Tetzah, she has to leave, because since the strength of women are flawed regarding to the testimony of a regular kosher aid echad, because as we said in the previous halacha, they're considered like 50-50, so therefore, even the strength of the woman herself or any woman regarding Eid Echad, we consider it as if it was happening in the testimony at the same time, where we're not going to go ahead and permit her to get married based on the woman testimony. And if we did, she would have to leave because Eid Echad is considered stronger than that of a woman. Halach of Beis. Each Shemir, let's say the woman says, Loi Meis, he didn't die. Ushtei Nashem Aymeris, and two women say, Meis, he did die. Or is it Tanase? So two over one. You can get married. Let's say 10 women said, Loi Mesi, he didn't die. But V'acha says he amaris, but 11 say Mesi did die, or it's not say, should get married. As Ram explains, the chiddush over here is because generally regarding men, when it comes to regular testimony, 2 is like 100. Doesn't make a difference. When you have 2, it's a unit of testimony, it's the same as 100. But here, by women, we don't say Shnaim Kameh that 2 is like 100. Ella, V'in Kshem, because that halacha was only said regarding regular valid witnesses. Abbasulim, but those who are invalid for regular laws of testimony, like women, or rabbinically invalidated witnesses, halach achar, then you go after the majority, ben lahaka, like in this case, ben lahaka, whether it's a stringency, if we have 11 to 10, we'll go at 11, but regular witnesses, it doesn't make a difference. 11 and 10 or 2 is all the same, but here, it's going to be based on the numbers. Halach of gimel, shnei edim, let's say two witnesses say, mes, he died. Shnei edim, two say, lemes, he didn't die. So again, it's the balancing, they're contradicting itself out, there is like, no, should not get married. We don't have a way out of the chazakah of being eshes ish. V'mnissa, she gets married, Tesha has to leave, v'mnissa, it's a doubt regarding Issa Erva. V'mnissa, l'chem e'dahu. Let's say she gets married to one of her witnesses. V'mnissa, she's saying, Barali Shemes, I know for sure that he died. And he's also definite because he's testifying. So again, Harizah, like Tesha, she does not have to leave the marriage, as we had said this in Halacha Zayin. Halacha of doubt. Mi sheyesh l'shtei nashmim, someone has two wives, bo'achas min bo'amrem, one of them comes along and says, Meis ba'am, my husband died. So Harizah Tanasa Piyasma, she can get married based on her own testimony. Commission ran, like we explained in Halacha Tezvav. Now, if it's Asur, but the co-wife, interestingly, is going to be forbidden. Shein Tzarmi Lachaverta, because a co-wife cannot testify for her rival, her co-wife, as we'd explained in Halacha Tezayin. So although for this one he's dead, for the other one, we don't believe. Now, and a bigger chiddush of Afila, and this is Utchila, even if the one who we believe, for herself, she got married to someone else. Einam, we don't say, had it been that her husband didn't die, she would never make herself a benin, because if the husband's really alive, she's going to be stuck, she's going to be removed from the first husband and the new husband. So most definitely she's saying the truth, and therefore we should allow the co-wife to also get married. No. Maybe because of the hatred she has for her co-wife, she also stay in the love. She wants to say that she wants to create a situation where not, well, yeah, her co-wife and herself will be forbidden, which is the famous concept where Shimshon Agibah says, Thomas Nafshim Palishtim, where he's going to pull down the poles and he'll die, but at least all the Palishtim will die with him. With the woman saying, you know what, I hate my co-wife so much that I'll make myself forbidden to my husband as long as she's also going to be forbidden. So therefore, we don't know, even if she's getting married to someone else, maybe she's just a trick, a ploy to ruin her co-wife, and therefore, even then, we don't believe her. Let's say a different case. Let's say Zaysa Mes, this one says, Meis Balam, my husband died. But Sarasa Machet Shoy Zaysa Mes, and the co-wife, she actually contradicts her. She says, it's not true. Like Meis, our husband did not die. So I raise it to us. It doesn't make a difference. That woman who was saying for herself that he died could get married. Because Kishem She'in Midlo Latir, just like we had said, a co-wife is not believed to testify to permit her. Kachin Yichay Lahoy Lalasa, so she cannot testify to make her forbidden. We don't believe her either way. Last case, Zaysa Mes, let's say this one says, Meis, my husband died. But Tzrasa Mes, and the co-wife says, he didn't die. Nerik, he was killed. He was executed. So since both ultimately are saying that he's not alive, one says he died, one says he was killed, but be that as it may, they're both saying the same thing. So therefore they could go ahead and get married, because ultimately they're both saying that he's dead, and they're believed to say that, and therefore they could get remarried.